Can I share a story that maybe only you will understand?
Yeah.
One of the greatest joys of my life was purchasing the first pony for my daughter. And we show up, and we're there. It's the worst farm I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, thank you.
It was just a trash yard, a trailer house.
Do I not need this then?
Oh, you need that. Hold it close.
And I look at Amy, I'm like, no. And I look at my daughter, and she's like, yes. I'm like, oh, God. So Amy gets on this, or is about to get on this thing, and Amy's like, where's the bridle? And they're like, this pony don't take a bridle. For any of you, Dr. Brendan's back there like, oh, gosh, he's using the horse stuff again. For any of you who don't know horses, if it doesn't take a bridle, that's a red flag. Amy jumps on it. Amy's the most bridled person I know, and she just jumps on it and just rides around. She's like, all right, put it in the trailer. $750 later, I'm like, this is the worst decision of our lives. And fast forward, watching my wife and my daughter connect with the heart of this horse. The first show we took it to, Amy could not bridle this thing. I literally was like, we got to get out of here. The entire horse show was looking at us because this horse was banging the trailer, was doing everything it could to get away from the bridle. Amy, being who she is, stuck the horse in the trailer, backed it up, and 20 minutes later comes out. And it was like this horse came out a different creature. Hmm. It like had wings because it surrendered, it submitted, it took the bridle. My daughter has seizures, and because the fact that Amy and Ayla connected with the heart of this horse, people don't know that she has seizures. She'll be in the middle of a show, and this horse, I don't even know if I should call it a horse, it's still a pony. This horse will stay on pattern. Like it'll literally not break pattern because it learned how to take the bit. And that's what I was thinking about this whole time. And it's that connection with the heart of that horse. That horse, if you've never rode a horse, Dr. Ryan understands, that horse can feel your heartbeat. Like, there's reasons why I don't ride two of our horses, because they're ex-race horses. Like, they feel my heartbeat. They know I'm afraid. And they'll go. And watching my wife train a two-year-old colt this last 6 months has been a blessing, because it's brought me forward in this whole experience of TLC. It's watching this colt who doesn't want to be trained, who doesn't want to be bridled, who doesn't want to take the bit. That's me. Like, I'm that pony. There's a reason why I didn't like Spirit the whole time. And I just had this revelation. Like, when we were up here, you guys were talking, that was like, I'm Spirit. That's why I love that pony now. That pony has given my daughter every bit of hope in her life. That pony will never leave the farm. But watching my wife train this colt, I'm looking at this process of TLC, and it's like, this stuff means nothing. It's just words. It's care plans. Great. Right? Who is going to commit to my care plan, a big care plan, if I don't first take the bet? I'm not registered to any events this year because I don't take the bet. And that's what I'm learning. Like, every, like, you guys are like all professionally trained thoroughbreds comparison to my $750 pony. And I see that, and that's why I look at Dr. Ryan, and that's the inspiration I draw from, because, like, I'm sure you're registered out. Like,
here's my exception. And I said it in Jumpstart. I go to everything. Sarah knows this. Team knows this. If it's there, I'm going. So, am I on paper? No.
Sure.
But I would say my track record supports that. It's still not excuse, but yes.
Right.
You should put those appointments on your calendar. You should put those appointments on our calendar.
Yeah, that one. That would be my challenge to you. I will be at every single one. I know Dr. Helms will be at every single one.
So be there.
The coaches form linear graph. I feel like we should show this every seminar. Statistically, every person who showed up to more things or more calls, every one of them grew up or grew there, whatever number that was.
They also grew up.
But to you, that gives you the confidence to do all these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just thought, how can I expect my patients to surrender their life, to submit mm-hmm. to what their excuses are if I don't mm-hmm. lead, if I don't go first, mm-hmm. if I don't literally take the bit first? And that was the thing in the yesterday, and like what you said, Dr. Jen, thank you. It's we have to surrender first. We have to take that bet. And that's what this is. It's uncomfortable to put a big care plan together. I shrunk mine back down again because it's a little easier. Like, mm-hmm. hey, with 3 months, you can, because they say yes to it. But am I really doing what's best for them? I'm doing what's best for me. When I don't schedule for the seminar, I'm doing what's best for me.
Are you coming to Arizona?
Say that again?
Are you coming to Arizona?
Yes. I was just trying to register as we were talking.
Here we go.
Good.
With Amy.
With Amy. Good.
So you don't have to be perfect. But be confident. And you will go through waves. I mean, there was a little stint, and I don't know if Amber remembers this, but like, I wasn't confident going into a new patient. And now I know right before I think of my state of desire, Amber and I have our little fist bump. Now we have Dr. Hader going in with us. And it's just a routine that sets me up for success. And I know my team is there and they got me. But
that, the fact that, like, I have a team here, Kimmy, Dr. Basile, you don't have to be perfect. So last year, Aylin Spirit won grand champion at the county fair. It's not a big deal to some, but it was a big deal to us because that pony just shows up. It's consistent. Every time it just shows up. And there were horses there. You know that $20,000 horse that's been trained, bred for four generations. And this pony, who had been shot through its neck, by the way, by the 22 when we got it, just shows up and every time. And they were just so consistent through that. And that's what I'm learning through TLC, is like going with the theme of just showing up. Yes, I do agree. Showing up is that. But if we just show up and we're not willing to take the bet, do we really get the most out of it?
Mm. Amen.
And that, for me, that's the transformation I want to go through. I want to show up, yes, because that's what I've used all of my life. I'm just showing up. I'm here. I'm consistent. I'm here. That's my BS excuse. But like, I want to be like Spirit. Mm.
Mm. Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah.